every sign was already coming. I just had to align. That divine positioning. That's divine positioning.
James Allen said, "The law of harvest is to reap more than you sow. Sow an act, and you reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you reap a character. Sow a character, and you reap a destiny." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper, and I am so honored and welcoming you back to the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. And honored to be here with you this morning. This is our reminder that we are not alone on this journey. We rise by lifting, we grow by sharing, and we thrive when we walk in purpose together. And I am so excited that you're here with us this morning. Today is June 1st, the beginning of a new month, and the one and only Booker Williams will be with us soon on this magical Miracle Monday. He's actually already with us. I got his energy before everyone got on, and it's already fired up. So Booker T. Williams served our country honorably, and he is now a Navy vet. Booker, the freedom cooker, as we like to call him, has been rumbling for freedom and helping others do the same for many years now. He went from being stuck in a call center cubicle to firing his boss so he could become a full-time freedom crusader and live out his dreams while helping others fulfill theirs. He had great success in both network marketing and affiliate marketing, and he now operates his own brick-and-mortar business. His high energy and positive mindset always lights us up and promotes ideas that feed the mind and free the soul, guaranteed. Oh, and yes, he might make us laugh too, and I can't wait. All right, before we hear from Booker this morning, I want to hear from all of you. So as I unmute the lines, please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from.
Kat, North Texas.
Hey, Kat. Welcome to you this morning.
Grand Rising Family is Angela Mason in Northern California.
Love you guys.
Hey, Evan, my eagle brother.
Fire me up.
Love you, Rita. Joy, Mama Jody.
Y'all sound amazing.
We love you. You are amazing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Countdown.
We're doing the Dougie right now for the call.
Doing the Dougie. Let's go.
Let's get it, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are amazing. Love y'all. All
right, you're everybody. Amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
No, you're
Everybody's
amazing.
Everybody's amazing on this call.
You are amazing and awesome.
Oh, yeah. Get June kicked off. 6 months of the year.
All right, everybody. Top of the hour. Are you ready for Booker, the Freedom Cooker?
Booker, let's go. Let's go. Hey, y'all, it is, man, I'm telling y'all, this is the best call ever. Y'all know I am excited because guess what? I woke up and you woke up. How about that? So that's something to get excited about, y'all. I am so glad that y'all are here just alive and awake and aware. I just want to welcome everybody to the call. This is the Think and Grow Rich call where our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership, and our goal is to help each person develop a prosperity consciousness. That's where you learn to think and act like wealthy people think and act. And we meet here every Monday through Friday, 8, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to study and mastermind on the laws of success. And guess what? This is a new month, and in my opinion, this is the best month ever because 1972, about 9 months ago, my father and mother, they got together, had some activity, and guess what? I'm here, y'all. It's my birthday month. Let's go. I'm excited. It is June. Half the year is already gone, so I just got a few questions to ask y'all. Are you excited to learn something today that will help you aspire and step into new levels of freedom? Are you grateful to be alive? Think about that. We are alive. Are you committed to your goals and dreams? Are you excited to make this one of the best masterminds ever? If you are, let me hear what you got. Let's go, Ashley.
Let's go, Booker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the man with the master plan? The A, the U, the L. What up, L, man, Booker?
Freedom.
Let's go, let's go.
Yes, stepping into.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, if you're a first-time listener, I want to welcome you, and we have a gift for you. It's called the Go Rich Mastermind Collection. I want to encourage you to get back to whoever invited you on this call, and they'll give you access to it. So it is a new month, and we don't have a book of the month yet. So if you would, just keep on reading the Book of Elon. That's from last month, and just give us a summary in. By tomorrow, we will have the book of the month. And so our negative character attribute, you know, we'll just continue with this one. It is, I don't even like saying that word, you know, because I have PTSD when somebody say this. But anyway, our enemy of character is fear. And fear is something where you think it's going to happen, but a lot of times it doesn't happen. Have you ever been worried about something and be like, you know what, this going to happen, this and that going to happen, but I'm going to just tell y'all, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen, and I'm not naive that people don't have fear, because this is a world that's kind of crazy, so if you could just try to minimize the fear, even though the media and stuff, they want you to be fearful, part of the BBD club, but you know what, we're not memberships of that. And let me clarify what the BBD club is. Well, what that is, they want you broke, busted, and disgusted. Y'all, they kicked me out of that club. So if you could, make sure that you try your best to get rid of all the fear that you have. And with it being Monday, I need somebody to come out and help us with the major definite purpose. Can we have somebody come out and help us out?
Kevin Souza. Kevin Souza.
Kevin Souza, a veteran in the industry. Let's go, Kevin.
Good morning. My major definite purpose. By the 31st day of December, 2026, I have in my possession $83,334 a month, which is coming to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I'm giving the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of a freedom crusader. I believe that I have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I'm touching it with my hands. It's now transferring to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I'm rendering for it. I'm awaiting more plans by which to accumulate this money, and I'm following those plans as they are received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I've eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I've signed my name to this formula, committed it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Oh, divine providence, I ask not for more riches, but for more wisdom to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to direct my own mind to whatever ends I desire. Back to you, Booker.
Kevin, I definitely appreciate you, and I love you, y'all. And if y'all love Kevin Sousa, let's let him know on the line right now.
Way to go, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin Sousa, I definitely appreciate you and appreciate all the value that you put out on social media. Well, it is June the 1st. Half of the month is gone, y'all, and that's what I want to talk to y'all about. First of all, I want to congratulate, number one, everybody that's keep on showing up, because to show up, you definitely will go up. And like they say, sometimes you definitely will glow up, and you will have opportunities coming to your left and right. Just keep on showing up. Keep on putting out your social media posts, your emails, your blogs, your videos, because if you show up, people will notice. So I just want to congratulate y'all for being on the line right now, because there are a lot of people that don't show up, and then they complain they're not getting what they want. So just keep on showing up. So I'm going to just share with y'all an experience that I had. You know, we are in graduation season, and I was invited to the school to be a keynote speaker, and I was like, okay, so what can I share with these high schoolers that's going to take them a long way in life? Well, the first thing I told them, after you get out of high school, the first thing you need to do is put in your mind that I'm going to live my dreams no matter what people say, and no matter how many haters I get, I'm going to just keep on going. And a lot of things that people tell me, you know, especially I do a lot of coaching in the home-based business industry, you know, and a lot of us on this phone are in the home-based business industry. And a lot of the hang-ups that people have is they say, I don't know enough. Well, right now with the event, of course, you got Google, YouTube University, ChatGPT, that kind of eliminates that excuse. And then people, they say, I might be asked something hard. Well, that's a learning opportunity. So you can get back to that person, and then the next person that asks you the same question, you will be able to answer that question. And the next one is, I'm not good with words. Y'all, I'll just tell y'all a little backstory. Before I start giving all these speeches and stuff, I used to be scared of the mic. But I said, you know what? In order for me to get over this, I have to continue to do this over and over and over. So the only way you get better at some, you have to continue to do it. And you can always get better at words. You can go to, like, a speech. If you don't have a problem with, like, public speaking, you can go to Toastmasters, and it's an organization. Just look it up, you know, and they help you out. And I went to Toastmasters for years, y'all, and I definitely held a debt of gratitude to them, because I had to work on myself. And a lot of this stuff, it was in my head. So I was just sharing with them, whenever you have a goal, the biggest thing that's really going to hinder us is this thing that's called drifting. And the reason why a lot of people don't get their goals is because they are drifting. Now, Napoleon Hill, he wrote a fantastic book that's called Outwitting the Devil. And I just want to encourage y'all, if y'all haven't read that book, if you read it, your mind will be expanded. But it talks about drifting, and it is very, very good. So what I want to do right now is give y'all five signs that you may be drifting in life, business, faith, or your relationships. The number one sign is you stop being intentional. Instead of directing your life, you simply react to whatever happens each day. Your goals become blurry. You spend more time surviving than pursuing a clear purpose. Like this morning, I've been up since 5 o'clock, y'all. Now, I don't have to get up this early, but I know if I get up, I'm in my office and it's quiet, I can get my creative stuff done without being bothered. So you ask yourself a question. Am I moving towards something, or am I just going through the motions? Because if you don't get this together, in about 7 months from now, January the 1st, the ball going to be coming down, and you're going to be like, oh, it's a new year. I didn't get my goals done. So make sure you do your best on getting that taken care of. And number two, your motivation starts fading. Now, this don't happen overnight. It happens little by little by little. Things that once excited you no longer spark enthusiasm. You procrastinate more. Delay important decisions and find it difficult to stay committed. And the warning sign is you always catch yourself saying, I'll do it tomorrow. Hey, I got news for you. Tomorrow never comes. And the reason why most people are not excited because they just start, that little stuff just slipping. Even in your relationships, the little stuff starts slipping. It don't happen overnight, but we have to be conscious of that. And number three, you neglect the habits that made you strong. Uh-oh. Y'all don't tune out now. Whether it's prayer, exercise, reading, learning, networking, or personal development, uh-oh, the call. The habits that once helped you grow began to disappear. And it happened so sudden. Say, for instance, you missed this call one day. You're like, all right, I missed it. And then if you miss it the next day, then you start getting into a habit. And all of a sudden, we don't hear you or you don't listen to the replay. Now, I know a lot of people are still working their jobs part-time, so if you could, just always listen to that replay because we need to get our mind right because if not, the enemy, he's going to automatically drift. That's one of his favorite tools is to have you off base. So make sure that you have you a routine, and that was going to get you through. Now, the reality is people rarely drift towards success. They usually drift away from discipline. And that's that word discipline where a lot of people don't like, but I want to encourage you, just do it when you don't feel like it. A lot of stuff I really don't feel like doing, but I do it anyway. And when I start doing it, I feel like doing it. And I remember I was doing a coaching session and I was telling one of my employees, I said, well, you can just read this little manual until you start liking to read it. And he said, if I keep on reading it and I start liking it, I'm going to keep reading it. I say, that's the key. It's just being consistent. And I'm going to just tell y'all, that's the reason why a lot of these speaking gigs, I get them because I'm always out there and I do it over and over and over. It's the mundane stuff. So we have to just get used to the mundane. And the next one, you become comfortable with mediocrity. You stop challenging yourself. Settling becomes normal. Instead of asking, how can I improve, you start accepting standards that are far below your potential. And you ask yourself, have I lowered my standards? Now, this is one that slaps a lot of people in the face because if you haven't seen them in a while, you're like, what happened? And then they start telling you slowly over time, I stopped being plugged in. I stopped listening to the calls. I stopped reading. And I can always tell when people stop doing their personal development, they start bringing you all the problems and all the challenges. But I'm going to just tell you, right now, today, not tomorrow, June the 1st, we can get back to it. And just challenge yourself. If you already met your goals, set some new goals, because I can just tell you a lot of my goals I reach and I have to set new goals, because if not, y'all, I can sit back and just relax the whole day. I mean, I don't have a boss. And that's one of the dangerous things. And when you don't have a boss, you have to be your own boss, because if not, it won't get done. And number five, you feel disconnected from your purpose. A sense of emptiness or lack of direction begins to creep in. To stay busy, but deep down, you know you're not focused on what truly matters. And this is what I hear people say. There has to be more than this. And I remember when I was working a job at the call center, I was sharing with the class. I said, I was working a job, and it's like my heart wasn't in it. My soul wasn't in it. I was just showing up. You know, I was just, like they say, I was just riding the clock, y'all. But make sure that you get reconnect with your purpose, and you have to read this every day so it can be drilled into your head. And I want to just give y'all a few things on how to stop drifting. The first thing is reconnect with your purpose. Realize, why did I get started doing this? And I can just tell y'all, me personally, is I wanted to take care of my family. And I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes. So make sure you just write that down. And if you have to, put it on your phone where you can look at it every day. Review your goals regularly, like every day. And you know, it's half of the year, so y'all, if you haven't got your things done by June, guess what? We still got about 7 more months before July, so we can still get them done. And return to your strongest habits. Now, I see all the posts from Facebook and stuff, and we got some people in here with some good habits. So I just encourage you, just keep them up. Even when it's just like, oh, it's mundane, it's boring, guess what? That's where all your power and all your wealth is doing just the mundane stuff. Surround yourself with people who can challenge and inspire you. Surround yourself with people who can challenge you. Because if you're around the same old group of people, guess what? Nobody's trying to go anywhere. When I was in that call center, people, they were just happy to get a 30-cent raise. But that just didn't sit too well in my spirit, because gas is high, y'all. My bills were high, so I'm like, no, I know I'm worth more than that. And the last thing, take one meaningful action every day, even if it's small. The small things are going to get you through. If you want to start exercising, just take a couple steps. You don't have to run a marathon. If you want to read more, read half a page. Don't stress yourself out. Just do something that you can do every single day. And the most successful people that I know are the ones that are most consistent and the ones that are most focused. Because I'm going to tell y'all, you're going to be attacked by every situation, every people, plans, this and that. But I tell them, that's not my plans. And when you focus, I'm going to tell y'all, you're going to attract people because they see you focus. But you have to let them know, if I focus on what you're doing, that's going to get me off sight of what I'm doing, and I have to be 100% focused on what I'm doing. So what I'm going to do now, oh, we got about 10 minutes. I'm going to jump into the reading right now, and then I'm going to read for about 10 minutes, and then we're going to jump into the mastermind so I can hear how y'all doing today and how y'all feeling. And we stop. We write right now, we're reading Compensation on page number, I'm going to start on page 11, and then I'll continue with 12. All right, here we go. It says, if a man too strong and fierce for society, and by temper and position a bad citizen, a Monroe's ruffian with a dash of pirate in him, nature sends him a troop of pretty sons and daughters who are getting along in dame's classes at the village school, and love and fear for them smooth his grim scowl to courtesy. Say that fast 3 times. Thus she conrives to soften the glander and fespar towards the boat bore oust and puts the lamb in and keeps her balance true. The farmer imagines power and place at fine things, but the president has paid a dear price for his White House. It has commonly cost him all his peace and the best of his manly attributes. To preserve for a short time so conspicuous an appearance before the world, he is content to eat dust before the real masses who stand erect behind the throne. Or do men desire a more substantial and permanent grandeur of genius? Neither has this an immunity. He who by force of will or the thoughts is great and overlooks thousands has the charges of eminence. With the influx of light comes new danger. Has he light? He must bear witness to the light and always outrun the sympathy which gives him such keen satisfaction by the fidelity to new revelations of the incessant soul. He must hate father and mother, wife and child. He has all the world loves. Has he all the world loves and admire and covets? He must cast behind him the admiration, the afflict dim by faithfulness to his truth, and beyond a byword of his hissing. I'll just stop right there, and I was just thinking, as you know, you take these responsibilities. A lot of people, they really don't know everything that you go through, because they just see when you come on stage and you're getting these awards. But I'm going to just tell you, even from the office of the highest of the land, they say it's the presidency, down to the home base industry, there's a lot of responsibility that goes into this. And a lot of times when I'm telling people, they say they want to own their own business. I said, do you really want to own your own business? Because it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of tears. It's going to take some struggle. And if you do survive, you will have a thriving business. But, it, you know, own a business, it's not easy, y'all. So I just be upfront with people and let them know it is a lot to do this. This law writes the laws of sites and nations. It is in vain to build or plot or combine against it. Things refuse to be mismanaged long. Res nolat de male administra through no checks to a new evil appear. The checks exist and will appear. If the government is cruel, the governor's office life is not safe. If you tax too high, y'all, let me continue on. A thought just came to my mind. If you tax too high, the revenue will yield nothing. If you make the criminal code sugestionary, juries will not convict. If the law is too mild, private vengeance comes in. If the government is a terrific democracy, the pressure is resistance by an overcharging of energy in the citizen. And life glows with a fiercer flame. The true life and satisfactions of man seem to elude the utmost rigors of felicities or condition, or to establish themselves with great indifference under all varieties of circumstances. Under all governments of influence or character remains the same, in Turkey and in New England about alike. Under the primeval despots of Egypt, history honestly confesses that man must have been as free as culture could make him. Page 14. These appearances indicate the fact that the universe is represented in every one of its particles. Everything in nature contains all the powers of nature. Everything is made up of hidden stuff. As the naturalist sees one type under each metamorphosis and regards a horse as a running man, a fish as a swimming man, a bird as a flying man, a tree as a rooted man, each new form repeats not only the main character of the type, but part of all the details, all the aims, furtherance, hindrances, energies, and the whole system of each other. Each occupation, trade, art, transaction is a summary of the world and of collaborative, correlative of each other. Each one is in the entire embed of human life, of its good and ill, its trials, its enemies, its course, its end. And each one must somehow accommodate the whole man and recite all its destiny. Boy, this reading is kind of tough, but we're going to make it. I'll just stop right here right quick just to share with y'all. It was about 2 months ago. I had one of the workers come in, and, you know, it's time to get evaluated, this and that. And he said that he needed a raise. I said, okay, so let's look at your evaluation over these last few months. Now, it wasn't that great, so I just gave him a couple of pointers, and I said, you have to realize, if you're a business owner, you have to verify, I mean, you have to validate every dollar you're spending, because if you don't spend it correctly, it will be gone. And it's the same thing in the home-based industry. One thing I do like about it, with, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on, but you do get compensated for bringing value to people. And that's a lot better, in my opinion, because there's things that people, they want to get paid for and they don't do the work for. And sometimes when you tell them the truth, they don't take it too well, but I had to do the same thing. I had one time I was going into the office at the call center, and I had all my ducks in a row, and I wrote down, you know, how much I contributed to this company, and I did get the raise, but I had to justify by what I done. So whenever you're going, it ain't so much in the home-based industry, but whenever, like, a lot of people still on the jobs. So if you're going in there for that raise, make sure that you can quantify what value you bring to the company. And I ain't going to guarantee you that you'll get it, but at least you'll have a better chance than just going into office and say, I need more money. Well, everybody need more money. And I remember one time I was interviewing this guy, and I asked him, why should we hire you? And the guy said, my rent's due on the 1st. I said, thanks for coming. All right, let me get into the reading. We got about another minute. The world globes itself in the drop of dew. The microscope cannot find a tiny animal which is less perfect for being little. Eyes, ears, taste, smell, motion, resistance, appetite, and organs of reproduction that take a hold on eternity all find room to consider in the small creature. So do we put our life in every act. The true doctrine of omnipotence is that God reappears with all his parts and every moss and cobweb. The value of the universe contrives to throw itself into every point. If the good is there, so is the evil. If the affinity, so is repulsion. If the force, so is the limitation. Okay, what I'm going to stop right here, and we're going to get into our mastermind so Mike can start off. So on page number 15 on the paragraph that starts with, thus is the universe alive. So now, before I get into the mastermind, I feel to announce Freedom Fest, and that's an event that we have that's going to come up in September. So if you want information about that, just get back to the person that invited you to the call, and they can give you more information about that. So now we are into the mastermind of the call, and this is the time where I get to come out, and y'all get to come out. I get to hear y'all thoughts and just a few guidelines. Number one, this is a spiritual call, not religious, so if you would, stay away from dogmatic terms. And on this call, we want peace and harmony, so please stay away from any kind of topics that would divide people, because we have people on this call from all different kind of businesses, all different kind of relationships, I mean religions, all different kind of beliefs. So let's just stay away from that, and let's have a good call. And every person will have 2 to 3 minutes so we can get a lot of people in on this Monday. So with that being said, I'm ready to listen. Let's go.
Oh yeah!
I knew that was the butter coming out.
That's what they was waiting on, drinking the butter. Yes, indeed, butter is flowing with your words that you're baking up. You're baking up the wisdom. You're baking up all the reasons why we're thankful to even be alive today, to have an opportunity to be all that we're meant to be. All that we desire to be. I'm telling you, June 1st, 2026. It'll never be June 1st ever again in life on June 26th, 2026. So I'm thankful for this day. I have decided that I am making this the best day ever. And it started with this call. It starts with this call. Come on. You got to give credit where credit is due. As they say, give people their flowers. Let's not talk about how this call used to be around. Let's keep coming up, showing up, and show every reason why it is here and how it is helping us daily through our reading. Thankful to Paul, who started this call almost 20 years ago. I mean, it was on his mind in 2007. And then eventually, what do? You got to think about it. You keep the vision alive. You see a need for a service, and you produce that. And that's what Paul has done, not just with this call, but he continues to do it in our community. He continues to walk the walk, talk the talk, and be all that it is that he needs to do for his family first, for himself, for his happiness. And then as a Freedom Crusader, after I attain my freedom, I will help other Freedom Crusaders along the path. And that's what's happening. You know, AI, all this stuff that's going on in the world today, it is amazing the connectivity that we have, the power that we have in the palm of our hand. And something that will never change is that our choices, our consent to what we accept, our vision of ourselves, the things that we hold true. I'm so thankful. You know, I had a great gig yesterday. I'm going to share that. Just being at the airport, watching people go back and forth and the energy and how long it took me to get through. I've been going through so many things since January of this year. It just started off really crazy, you know, with family karma and different things that I've shared before. However, we get through it. It's all just seasons. And so let's continue to be stronger. Let's continue to be better. Let's continue to look for help. Where? In the mirror. Let's go inside. Let's go deep. The answers are there. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you are born to be in this world right now. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
Bringing the butter right on the call. And, you know, Minister Christian, I appreciate you so much because I was telling them, you know, in the speeches, the bottom line, you got to keep moving forward. Even if you get knocked down, you have to keep on moving forward because guess what? What you did before today doesn't matter. We have to continue out and get it out there, y'all, because if you don't, guess what? Somebody else is. So just remember that when you're thinking about procrastinating, while you're talking about all these excuses, people, they are doing it. But appreciate you, Minister Christian. All right, who we got? Star 6.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Who is this?
Hello, my name is Michael. I'm in Cutler Bay, Florida.
Oh, welcome, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, Good morning. And I didn't catch your name, but I'm sure I'm going to learn it. So,
not a believer.
I'm brand new to the Home Business Academy. Is this what we're, I mean, this is all pertaining to that, or is this more a general session? It's my first time dialing in.
Well, first, Michael, welcome to the call, but this is a general session, but most people are in that business, but this is general, so you can just come out and share what's on your heart.
Well, okay, cool. So, you know, I'm checking things out and getting things, you know, rolling here, and I thought I'd jump on this call and see what it was all about. So that's really just it. I just wanted to say hello and listen in and see what everybody's got to say.
All right, welcome, Michael. And like Bill Morris says, just give us about 30 days and we'll grow on you. 9 times out of 10, you won't leave. But we do this every single day, 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday. So just stay tuned. Glad to have you.
All righty.
What up, Brett Hudson?
Brett Hudson! Let me take the spiritual path because that psychopath didn't work for me, Brett.
Well, are you talking from experience? Hey, welcome to the call, Michael. You're in a good place. A lot of value on this call. And, I love the fact that we got a community that just loves on one another no matter what. So as long as we show up, we usually can get what we're looking for because, you know, you can always find what you're looking for. You look for the good, you always find the good. But you look for the bad, you can certainly find that too. So make sure you know what you're looking for. And then move forward. You know, my mom left me a letter before she passed away 6 months ago. And you know, I know it by heart. Right. And, one of the saying she said in there was, you know, live your life and keep moving forward. And it's so true, right? Because I could, you know, sometimes I wake up and, you know, I can feel the grief still, and I get into that kind of like half self-pity, half grief, and I, you know, in the middle of that gray area. And you know, I know it's only been 6 months, but at the end of the day, I always remember what she says, you know, you got to live your life and keep moving forward, move a muscle, change a thought. And so with that, back to you, Booker.
Hey, Brent, I definitely appreciate you sharing that, man. And, you know, I can just tell you, there is no time limit on grief. You know, I still go through it too. But, man, they, you know, one thing I know about our parents, they always leave us lessons. But the only thing they don't teach us is how not to live without them. So I definitely appreciate you, Brett. You know, you're always in my prayers, and I always remember that saying, I take the spiritual path versus the psychopath because I don't want to spend money on the bill. So definitely appreciate you, Brett. And, you know, I just appreciate that contribution, and that really helped me out. All right, Star 6, who's next?
What's up, Booker?
Who's the man with the master plan, the P, the A, the U, the L? Who's the man with the traffic master? All right, come on, let's go, Paul.
Hey,
I'm excited,
brother.
Man. I just can't help it.
I'm excited, too. Thanks so much for your service today.
Yes, sir.
It was a great call. It's good to hear Michael. Hey, thanks for tuning in. And I was just thinking about, you know, Michael's question about the call and who's it for? And I was thinking about how I was talking to Amy one time, and she was telling me that every single time she's had a huge breakthrough in her business, every time it was all something related to a shift in how she was thinking, a mindset thing that usually led to a big breakthrough. And I was thinking about, I think it was Zig Ziglar who said, we need a checkup from the neck up. And and that's all of us. We all need a checkup from the neck up every day, I think. And so that's really the purpose of the call, is to help us every day, you know, sculpt what's going on inside of our minds and our hearts so that we can move forward in the most powerful way. I love your thoughts today, Booker, about drifting and how to not drift. And that's another thing this call helps me with is it keeps me focused. It keeps me reminded of my goals and dreams. It keeps me out of that drifting mode. And the drifting mode is a natural tendency. If we are not constantly, daily, consistently focusing on not drifting, then the drifting will just kind of come and float us away. It'll come and float us away. And I was thinking about Brett and, you know, how Brett was mentioning he's, you know, going through the challenge, the major challenge of, you know, losing his mom. And Brett, my heart goes out to you. And that's something that we all deal with at points in our lives. We recently had a friend, a dear friend, Nick, you know, transition. And I was talking to, Tina, a great Freedom Crusader in our community, and she was asking me how I'm doing with it and you know, mentioning that, you know, she's still having a hard time with it from time to time because she talked to Nick on a daily basis for over the last 2 years. And one thing that I mentioned to Tina that's helpful to me, you know, we obviously we all have different ways to grieve and we've all got a time to grieve. But one thing that helps me a lot is that not drifting, making sure that I'm staying focused as much of my day as possible on a strong goal and lots of action moving toward that goal. That right there, I think, it's a cure to a lot of ailments. You know, I heard a billionaire a couple of weeks ago talking about how a lot of the great entrepreneurs that he knows, they don't quote unquote ruminate. And from what I can gather, rumination is where you give yourself a lot of unfilled time where you just sit around and reflect on things. You sit around and you reflect on your mistakes of the past. You sit around and you reflect on what's wrong with the present. You sit around and reflect. Now, reflection's not a bad thing, but if you're reflecting on that which makes you unhappy, then doing that a lot is really not a good thing because it can take you in a negative spiral. And so not drifting and filling your mind with productive thoughts and your feet and your hands with productive activities, it fills your cup with so much good stuff that it just kind of pushes the other stuff out. So anyway, that's what I was thinking this morning. Excited to be here. Thankful for everybody. And I hope you all make it a great day. Thanks, Booker. Back to you.
Paul, I really appreciate that. And I was just thinking as you was talking, that's the reason why we have to continue to do this, Paul, because people turning 18 every day. And I remember when I was talking to the graduating class, these are young people that have no idea about what we do. And freedom is not necessarily given. We have to fight for freedom every day. And that drifting, I'm going to just tell y'all, the reason, like, I went the devil get that book because it helped me a lot because, you know, whenever you're making good money, you can drift back to a job. So I want to encourage y'all, don't drift as much as possible in that ruminating part. Paul, I'm going to tell you, it is important. I mean, you think about it, but just get back to your goals because the mind, it really, like they say, it will play tricks on you. So definitely appreciate you, Paul. Appreciate you, Brett, and appreciate you, Michael, and Minister Christian. All right, we got about 15 minutes. Who's next? Is this Triple J?
Hey,
oh, I got
how are
Jesse
you?
And being Lemarika. I'm good.
I know you are, and you sound amazing. I loved what you shared.
I'm so good I married myself, Jesse, but I already got a wife.
I know you would. I just love what you shared with the high school graduating class. They need more individuals like you to speak. And I also want to congratulate Mike for coming out and being curious. And ditto to, of course, everything Paul just said. And, Mike, I just want you to also know that this is a place where you can be lifted up, supported, and from the things you're going to learn here through the reading, through the people that share and how it's helped them, to keep you grounded and centered on what your desires are so that you don't drift as they're talking about. And we all drift a little bit. We all have doubts. Is it really working? All those things. But this is going to be the call that keeps you coming back to the center saying, yes, I can. Not can, I can't, but I can. And to me, really, to wrap it up and simplify it, this is the secret sauce at the center of every successful person. We relate to what you're doing. You could feel comfortable in your thoughts and your creativity and know that this is a judgment-free area. And so I'm very excited for you to be here, and that you are going to excel as long as you follow these principles and keep coming back. Thank you, Booker. Back to you.
I appreciate it, Jess. And I was just thinking as she was talking, one of the most important skills that has really helped me out is people skills.
Yes.
You have to learn how to deal with people, even if you're online, because some people think, oh, I can just throw some out this and that, but people have to know, like the saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I was, it was funny. I'll just tell y'all this right quick. It was funny after I was giving a speech, and they said, Booker, we want to give you this honorary doctorate. I said, how much money come with? I say, I don't care about the titles. Show me the money. But definitely, Jesse, I'm going to tell y'all, I appreciate y'all so much on this call because we are still evolving. We are still learning. No matter how long you've been on this call, like Jesse say, you will drift. And that's why I was telling them this because you can see from the kids all the way to the parents. The reason why a lot of people get so far to the right or to the left because they done drifted that way. Nobody drifts towards success, so we have to do this every day, y'all. But definitely, Jess, I appreciate you as more than you'll know.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, right, can you hear me?
Yes, who is this? Oh, I think we have Linda Rica next. Oh, go ahead, Michael, go ahead. And then Linda Rica.
It's Linda Rica.
I just jumped back in to say thanks to everyone. And right now as we're on this call, I got my first yes from the auto-inviter
right
about now.
Hey, Michael, I'm proud of you, man.
I dropped her, put her email into the...
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. So, all right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you, Michael, for sharing that success. And we got Linda Rica on deck. What's up, Linda Rica?
All right. Thank you, Booker, for your service and your gems, as always. Appreciate the reminder not to drift. That's super important. And it's like entropy. If your science background's my background, and the nature of the universe is to sort of float towards drifting and entropy and getting more disordered, so we have to consciously work on staying focused. And good morning, HBA family. I want to say welcome to the newcomers. And, Paul, I appreciated your checkup from the neck up. That's funny. I like that. I wanted to speak about grief because I know that we as a HBA family are grieving the loss of Nick, and I know some knew him even better than I did. So my heart goes out to you and his family. And, Brett, in the loss of your mom, I think what was said was that we take as long as we need to for that. And I've developed a lot of strategies around grief over the years because I literally had so many people, even way before COVID, so many people die in short periods of time who were central to my life. And last Thursday, I realized it was the 15-year anniversary of the loss of my late partner, who suddenly died from a cardiac arrest, epilepsy, in 2009, literally right in front of me, and then had a 5-month coma where I really, really learned the meaning of unconditional love. And, you know, periodically I find things to do that are healthy and healing to help me come to terms with the grief at different times. Like sometimes I consciously go back to places where we were, where we had good memories or where we had not so good memories, and create new memories. And having just come through Memorial Day, this happened on May 28th, so Memorial Day every year is kind of, for me, it's also a remember who you want to remember day, not just a military remembrance and honoring. And I encourage everybody to allow themselves that that leeway. And so one of the things I found comfort in doing was going and sitting across from the house where he lived and where he first went into his coma, in a way died the first time. And I've done that for many years and found it really helpful. But he, I found this time when I went that the entire house had been razed. There's a big construction project. I didn't know anything about it. Of course, it caught me quite by shock, and I didn't know, you know, quite how to take it. What I decided to do was to turn it around and to consciously choose. We choose our thoughts. We choose what we're going to dwell on. So I literally sat down and started writing every good memory I could think of just to make sure I don't lose it. And so it's just, you know, whatever you have to do to get through your loss of whomever, I respect and support that. And I think when we can talk about it, it helps too. So I just wanted to share that in case it might help anyone else who's going through a grieving process, which by the age some of us are, that's everybody. So God bless everyone. And work on your checkup from your neck up on emotional, physical, and spiritual, as well as business thoughts as well. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.
Linda Rica, I definitely appreciate that. That helped me out. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, who else we got? Star 6, we got 7 minutes. And before the next person comes out, I'm going to just tell y'all, when you're talking to people, it's really okay to tell them that you don't know. There's a lot of stuff in life that we don't know, and what I'm finding out is the older I get, it's the more stuff that I don't know. So this is a lifetime. I mean, you keep learning until you check out here, and I just put another spin on, you know, we don't really lose people, you know, from the physical realm we do, but their memories, they always going to be here with us. It could be 10, 20, 30 years down the road. So they always going to, those lessons are the main things that matter. And y'all know I'm real big on legacy. So you're going to have a good legacy or a bad legacy, but you're going to have a legacy. We building a legacy on this call right now.
Kevin Souza.
Hey, Kevin. Come on out. Yes, sir.
Thank you for your hosting today. Well done. And Michael, congratulations. It's really great to hear about, you know, your success. I just wanted to briefly come out and just mention that, you know, we all have challenges in our lives, just a different set of them. And this morning, very early this morning, I woke up to some emotionally driven news on about my side of the family. It's not easy to deal with some things, but you know, we need to deal with it as it arises. And so, you know, every single day I'm reminded about it's not what happens to you. It's how you choose to respond that determines your ultimate outcomes. And the ultimate outcomes are what we want. They may not be ideally what we want, but choosing how to respond also includes the importance of communication with people. And when something happens to you, and human beings will oftentimes feel like victims when something happens to them. And what they miss is the communication part. They sit there in their own mind versus communicating. And that just makes it worse. And that's something that, that Paul even mentioned. You know, if you keep on focusing on what's wrong and you just keep on focusing on that, it does put you in a whirlwind or a spin cycle, if you will. So I just wanted to come out and say that I have experienced something very emotional this morning with my side of the family. I'm not going to get into details. It's very personal. And so I'm being challenged to learn how to respond because every day we need to learn how to respond. Even when we've gone through decades of personal development, we're human beings. We do things, we respond to things, and, you know, it's important to communicate. So with that said, thanks. Back to you.
Kevin, man. Whew, that, man, I'll be praying for you, Kevin, because it is so true what you just said. Even though you go through years of personal development, we are all human, y'all. And we just have, you know, just prepare as much as you possible. But I appreciate that. And if, you know, people, they go through all kind of stuff, but I just tell people, keep on coming back because this is a true family. And if you need some help with some, even if it's professional help, don't be ashamed to get the help, y'all. Because there are a lot of people that's living in shame. There's a lot of people that's living in fear that's afraid to get it. And if you have family members that you see something going on with them, just reach out to them, y'all. That may be the last call they get before they say, you know what, I'm out. So definitely appreciate that, Kevin, man. And y'all know this is, man, Kevin, that kind of hit me personal, man. I appreciate that. So let's,
good morning.
We got 2 minutes. Oh, who is this?
Good morning. This is Rick.
Good morning.
Rockwell from South Florida.
Hey, Rick. Welcome.
Hey, man. Hey, thank you very much. I just wanted to say to Kevin Sosa there, I don't know if he remembers, it's been so many years ago, many, many, many years ago. We worked together in the same company. And a matter of fact, I think it happened to do with also Paul Hutchings. But I just wanted to thank Kevin for coming out. And he hit home unbelievably this morning with me. I got stirred. I got calm. I got stirred. I got calm. And I'm telling you, Kevin, thank you so much for taking that time to wake me up today and get me stirred up and get me ready to fire forward.
Rick, I definitely appreciate you for coming out and sharing that. And I'm going to just tell y'all, that's why you just got to show up and just keep showing up and just keep showing up. So it is 9 o'clock on the head. Definitely appreciate everybody that came out today and gave us those shares. And we'll see y'all back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Think and Grow Rich call. Let's get it!
Way to go, Booker.
stay strong. Everyone. Keep